from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, our own local band, the Brothers Reed, are here, and there is an occasion for your appearance. You've got a brand new record. It's called Three. Congratulations in the studio with me, Aaron and Philip Reed. Hello, guys.
Yeah, hey, Eric, thanks a lot, man.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to have you guys here. I mentioned that you're a local band, right? Local Rogue Valley band,
yes.
But you guys are not originally from this area, right? You're Midwest guys.
Uh-huh. We're from Missouri.
What brought you out this direction?
I actually, Aaron here talking, I moved to L.A. when I was like 19 to do the music thing, and I was like in heavy metal and hardcore and stuff like that. So I did that for a few years, and I had visited Southern Oregon and just loved it. And probably a year and a half after I visited here, I moved here.
Did you have one of those diamond-shaped electric guitars?
No, I actually just sang, really. Yeah, totally. I mean, I still play guitar, but never in the bands I was in. I was just going nuts. And
it was like alternative metal, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I mean, it was pretty heavy at times, so yeah, for sure.
You guys have a somewhat significant age difference between the two of you, right? So growing up, you weren't exactly like a year apart.
No.
6 years.
So how did you end up here?
I moved out here about 4 years ago.
Just follow me around.
Pretty much. I lived in Oregon for a brief stint for about 6 months when I was 17. And then I just realized how epic and beautiful and perfect it was. And I'm surprised it took me that long to get out here. But I finally was like, I'm fed up with the Midwest and I'm going to head out to the Pacific Northwest.
So was music playing a role in that decision, or were you just coming for the lifestyle?
Not at all.
And music was an afterthought?
Exactly, yeah.
Wow, really?
So I just showed up with enough savings to just kind of chill out. And I honestly wanted to work at like a craft beer bar because we're really into that stuff. But ended up doing some backup vocals for his band that he had put together at the time called Buckle Rash. And we started playing kind of full time. And then the rest of the boys in the band ended up taking a break from it. So me and Aaron started doing the acoustic thing, and it really kind of picked up. So we've been doing it ever since.
The Brothers Reed, my guests live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Information is online at thebrothersreed.com. The new record is called Three. All right, so are you guys going to play songs from the new record for us today, or what are you planning?
Yeah, we're going to do two from the new record and then one from the live record that we released earlier this year. And there was a few songs on that live record that weren't on any other record we've ever done. So we're going to do one of those songs.
All right, what's first?
Cool. This one's called Arms of the World.
This is on the new record, the new one that comes out tomorrow.
One, two, three, four. Soft yard and a mafia.
Sunshine on the open street. Don't get much better than this, you know.
Time comes and I let it pass with a smile on my face
and a heavy glass. Beer in my hand, no better place to go.
Mostly I'm doing well and I live my life like a carousel. Ups and downs and round we go. If you ask me where I'll be in
one or two or maybe 3 years, I'll tell you, oh, well, I don't know.
But I'll tell you what, oh, how I love my life.
Easy to see how someone like me could die peacefully in the arms of the world.
Take it away. On the other side, and I'm gonna love it till the day I die in a rickety house that's set up on the hill. And I recommend a kiss from you every day I wake and in the evening too. Well, oh baby, that's all I need from you. Know how I love my life.
Easy to see how someone like me could die peacefully in the arms of the in the arms of the, in the arms of the world.
That is the Brothers Reed live today on Jefferson Public Radio. They've got a brand new record. It's called Three. Aaron Reed and Philip Reed are both here in the studio on vocals and guitar. Philip also doubling there on harmonica. Well, just before the tune, you mentioned Buckle Rash.
Yeah.
Side project band, kind of more country punk.
Punk, is for this, sure. Yeah,
is this the side project band that you've got? So when you approach a club owner and they say, yeah, not so much, we'd really like more of a punk country. You say, oh, I know a couple of guys.
Yeah, we really never crossed those kind of paths with Brothers Reed and Buckle Rash. Brothers Reed is really never trying to book the places Buckle Rash is. And yeah, Buckle Rash is more just like, When people specifically seek that out, then we do it.
Now, it would be easy to assume that the Brothers Reed are your most natural state of the kind of music that seems to come most natural. Is that true, or is
it's
Buckle
true,
Rash?
It's like, funny because the Brothers Reed, we've actually been criticized for this somewhat, that we play a wide genre of music at live shows. On record, we kind of stick to one thing for the most part.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's been we were criticized. People note it.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah,
for sure. Nobody's really complaining about
that.
But
yeah, we play a wide genre of music. Acoustically, we mainly write in like the Americana kind of bluegrass folk vibe.
Yeah. I'll get all over the place though sometimes. That's where usually some of the weirder, like, oh, what's that? That's a reggae song. That's a punk song. That's like a whatever kind of song that you could be my doing.
So your live sets are about as diverse as the music collections of the people who are coming to watch you.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
A little bit of reggae, a little rock, a little folk, a little bit of everything.
And it keeps people coming, for real.
Three is aptly titled, right? It is your third studio release. The first was Sick as Folk. Sophomore album was Monster in My Head, and now this one.
Yes.
Tell me what you have done differently or similar to the previous releases on this new one.
Okay, so the first one was very organic, but very super acoustic bass, like mild bass guitar even, no drums on the first record. Second record, there was all sorts of stuff going on. It was like a studio freak out time for me, you know. It was like, okay, I have all this time to do this. We have all these weird songs. Let's like do weird stuff. So we did that. This is like straightforward with the band. You know, all but two songs are with the band because we've been playing with Matt Krimmelman and TJ Eilers now for a couple years. So this is our first time where we went in and we actually did all the tracking for this in like 5 days and then all the mixing in 4 days and then just kind of wrapped it up the last week. It's just exactly how we play them live, but recorded well and then mixed with like trying to go for a more modern vibe with the mixing. But yeah, it's a straightforward delivery, kind of like Sick as Folk, but even more so.
Do you guys do it here locally?
Yeah, we do all our records ourselves.
Yeah.
So yeah. We tracked this one at numerous places. We tracked it at my house. We tracked it at Phil's house. We tracked some at our mom's house in L.A. And is those the three places, or did we do somewhere else?
Wow, that's it.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune. The Brothers Reed are my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Three. What do you want to play next?
We're going to do a song called Sensi Sunset that's off our live record from last year.
Rises in my window, sensing me as sunsets in my bed, crawling deep beneath them covers, having trouble dreaming. So I love it. To hear me out, what we saw in each other, still vague, trying to figure out. Silly little pieces fall from my head, pick them up and put them in their place.
try, Lord, how I try to find this faith. As the morning sunrise comes to wake me, still don't got no time to figure out all the people that I love mistake. For the men who never learned how to slow down, I can show you wonder. Lost to this just ain't true. Just the way I choose to do. Silly little pieces fall from my head. Pick them up and put them in their place. Really ain't no way to know which puzzle piece is supposed to go where. Try, Lord, how I try and find this space. Oh, yeah, you really gotta find that space. Find that place. Somewhere way up in the sky where the birds do reside, man. Fly with their nighttime. Now my body's hanging up above that canopy all along out of sight. Gotta get me lots of honey, cause it be getting me through my day. And tossing back and forth for anything I'd hold a bed of me. Softness I can't do not answer to no man. I still wanna go to Japan and yet I try. Lord, I try. Yes, I try. How I try. Find that space. Yes, I try. Lord, I try. How I try. Yes, I try. Find space. Silly little pieces fall from my head. Pick them up and put them in their place. Really ain't no way to know.
That is the Brothers Reed live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Aaron Reed and Philip Reed, both on vocals and guitar. You guys seem to trade off a little bit in terms of who's singing lead and who's playing lead at times, right?
Exactly.
Is that something that's been intentional, or did you just find out that you both have the ability to do each?
We both write equally. So like when I'll write a song, Aaron will usually do the leads and the backup and vice versa. So,
do you find that you each write different kinds of songs?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm more melancholy, sadder, finger picking stuff a lot, and then Aaron does plenty of that too, finger picking, but he does a lot of that more upbeat kind of strumming stuff too. So.
So now, how many years have you guys now been making music together?
Three and a half.
I was getting around to asking whether or not you had gone back to some of your older tunes to re-record them here for this new album, now that you've got a little bit more experience in studios, a little bit more experience with all the gear.
Yeah. No, man, we have so much stuff. Like, we're doing a whole new acoustic album as soon as we get back from tour, because we have probably 16 new acoustic finger-picking songs. So this new record is, like, hard-hitting, pretty much. There's some, like, folk rock on it, but it's all the heavier stuff. And then when we get back, it's going to be way more stripped down, the intricate kind of stuff, which I think we're going to play a song like that for our last song. So that's going to be on that record.
As a matter of public service, you and I had this conversation a couple of years ago, that if you do some hunting around online for the Brothers Reed, you will actually come across another band.
Yeah.
Right? C2 and the Brothers Reed.
Correct. Yeah.
That is not C2 with these guys.
No.
It is a different band entirely. So don't go too far down that rabbit hole if you want to learn about the Brothers Reed, our own Brothers Reed. TheBrothersReed.com is the place to go online. The new record is called 3. Aaron Reed and Philip Reed are here in the studio with me. You guys have one more tune to play?
Yeah, we do.
What are you going to do?
This one's called Mexico. It's going on the acoustic album that we're going to release. Once we get back from tour, we're going to record it real quick, real simple-like, and then, we'll bump it out. So this one's called Mexico.
Time on the road, gonna take the show down to Mexico. Called Kathleen on the borderline, she said, when you come back I won't be around. She said, damn, I don't want you, but I need you. I don't want to leave, but I want you home. Days went by fast as the earth can roll, and I found myself in the center of Leon. Buildings formed a multicolored dream. I'm drunk alone thinking of Kathleen, thinking, baby, where are you? Are you alone? Babe, I want you. Can I come home? When a man decides to spend his life running bones, he has to understand the consequence at hand. You gotta make your own legend. So I have heard, lessons I have learned, lessons I will learn. No one said it's easy, but you gotta keep on rolling and rolling. Do you know that it's done? Marigold and Martin Luther Drive. Everything is more than right this time. Yeah, the dream's alive and Kathleen's by my side. Saying, babe, how are you? Where are we going? Babe, I love you. So good to be. Oh,
That is Mexico from the Brothers Reed here on Jefferson Public Radio. That one is going to appear on the next record, so we are already looking out into the future once again. My guests today, the Brothers Reed, Aaron Reed on vocals and guitar, Philip Reed on vocals and guitar. That new record is Three. Guys, thanks again for coming in. It's nice to meet you, and congratulations on the new record.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.